Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, few minutes past 4 p.m. Time for the Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip's here with us. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
It's talking about how much younger you look with the facial hair gone.
Yeah, I feel at least 10 years younger.
How long have you had it?
I grew it right before COVID hit.
Okay.
I was only going to have it for a short time, and then with the lockdowns, I said, well, I'll leave it.
Yeah.
So I had the goatee for, I guess, 4 years, really.
Wow. I'm going on 20-something.
Wow.
Yeah, since I've had, like, I've cut mine down close enough that it's just, like, stubble, which you guys never notice. But it's,
we do, Dave. We just don't want to say anything.
It's been,
we
like,
totally do.
22 years since I've had, like, a clean shave.
I just, I looked at pictures of myself from 2019 and very early 20, which is 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I look at, and I say, I look way older than 5 years than this person. Way older. And so I did. I shaved it off. And, I mean, my wife likes it both ways. She doesn't care. She liked both. But she goes, yeah, you do. You look a lot younger. I think I look younger than my age now by a decent amount.
Your wife must not be a homunculus like his wife in there. Mm-hmm. He's a dungeon master, and he's lording over her world right now.
Yeah.
I kid. I shaved it off right before I went to Ireland at the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
And I kid people that say my wife made me shave it off, which she didn't. But I say that she came to me and said, the beard's down the drain or I'm not on that plane. That's what I and it's totally, totally false because she did not. It was my decision. But I still say that. She goes, you did not. I did not say that. But that's my actual official story.
You got a Falcon yet?
Not yet. I wish I did.
You're looking.
I'm telling you, we're still not rebuilding the house yet. We have property, and we go out there all the time. I could hunt like crazy on that thing with a Falcon.
You can feed the family.
I could fatten up 10 birds on that property. It'd be so fun.
We'll know when he gets a Falcon. Yeah. I think he's going to come in and Falcon.
Yeah, we're going to bring it.
Yeah,
it'll be a Falcon riding on Greta's back.
Here's the problem. You have to monitor their eating every day. It
right.
is of absolute commitment, and we travel too much. I could not do that. It's really mean to the bird. If
yeah,
we didn't travel as much,
me.
I think I would go into it. It's very.
Andrew
very,
could watch the bird.
I could, although I'm not one for monitoring eating. not my strong suit.
You'll come back to Big Bird.
We dove yeah. into the whole learning it when we were there, and they literally weigh the birds every day. And you're talking about 1/8 of an ounce difference.
Jeez.
And, oh, look, see, the bird is, 4 pounds, 3 ounces, 3/8 an ounce, or whatever. And so we're going to make sure it eats this much meat today.
Hmm.
And no more, but certainly we've got to get at least this much.
And do they just feed them the meat like I saw you feed the bird, or they let them get game?
No, that's... They get game, and then they take the game from them before they can eat too much of it, and they feed them the stuff. So
I'll have that.
What do they do
Wendy's
in the wild?
In no time.
Like, how did they just get big?
In the wild, they're constantly hunting. They're constantly hunting. That's the thing. Those birds are always.
Do we have them around here? I have no idea.
Well, the hawk that we were using in the U.S. is native to the Southwest. Harris hawk. They also have Cooper hawks, which are native around here, and then the most common is red-tailed hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And they said red-tailed hawk is great. It's really fun for them because they're just such good hunters. The peregrine falcon, that's native all around. That's the fastest creature on the planet, period. And the guy that was going with us, that's a very specialized. You have to be really, really, really good to train and hunt with peregrine falcons.
Isn't that the one that... They use super slow speed cameras, and you still can't see the moment of attack.
Yeah.
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 Crazy. Sweet 16 today. I like this one. It is the Sweet 16 of Best Revenge Movies. We're at one point just going to do a revenge scene, but that was a little in the weeds. So revenge movies. I had some good ones.
So all my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like 40 of them.
140.
And I just came out with a boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
boom.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I knew... I feel that there's some that I know you guys would have too, so I didn't even put them on. And if you don't, then you don't. And then bad on my part. But
start her out.
I'm going to start out with one. Dave, I'm sure you have seen this. This is one from my youth. And I don't know, I bet you Kevin's seen it too. I don't know about Andrew and Rachel, but one of my favorite all-time movies, iconic, The Outlaw Josey Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Saw that when I was a kid.
What a great, yeah. I mean, I saw
way
it when I was
young.
Like 8 years
yes, it
old.
Was.
8 years old, and I mean, they don't play it on very many stations anymore,
no.
But that is maybe close to the top of stop the channel surfing and watch the end for that, you know, what a great movie.
The whole cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one. Andrew.
I will go with, how about Munich?
Yeah.
That's a
great one.
What is it?
Munich.
Munich.
Eric Bana. It's the following of the 1972
sure.
Olympic
sure.
massacre.
The terrorist hunter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Wheels.
All right. So I have so many, but I think this is one of my top two or three for sure. Denzel Washington's Man on Fire.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is one of
That's
the
a good
best.
One. Sure.
That's just, a good one. I still cheer every time I watch that movie. I'm like, yeah. Get him.
How about John Wick?
Oh, yes,
oh yeah. Yes, yep. Great one.
Oh, yeah.
That's I did not kinda, have that.
That's really? One of the first ones I thought about. I go, yeah. Oh, everybody's going to have
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
have
that.
Yeah. No, probably my favorite revenge movie, and I don't yeah. even have it. I'm going to go Carrie.
Oh,
oh,
good
oh wow. Wow, that's yeah. Cool. Multiple genres
God,
there.
I
good
love
call.
The praise
yeah.
from the Sweet 16.
That was surprising because I didn't think of that one. I would have yeah. classified it differently, yeah. but it is totally a revenge movie.
Oh, yeah, brother.
So I've got similar to that. This is one that you don't think of as a revenge movie, but it's absolutely, and that would be Star Trek II Wrath of Khan.
God.
See, that's definitely a revenge movie.
It's the other way. The
yeah.
bad guy is trying to take revenge.
I like it.
And in the end, fails.
I like it.
Andrew.
Kind of reverse revenge, kind of turning the genre on its head a bit, Cape Fear.
Oh, no, yeah, that was definitely revenge-y.
Yeah. Yeah.
The original or the remake? Which one do you like better?
I guess the remake, the De Niro one.
The original's really good, too.
Yeah.
I've not seen the original.
I think the original's better.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
But,
who's in the original?
Robert Mitchum.
Mm.
Okay.
I can see it.
Who plays the hard-nosed detective
yeah.
in the remake.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as the Simpsons.
Simpsons version.
Yeah.
That is the, I think,
HMS
for my money.
Four.
For my money, that is the best episode. That's my favorite yeah. Simpsons episode.
No, the best Simpsons episode is Chimpanzee.
Yes,
Chimpanzee.
It is. I agree 100%.
Wheels?
Gladiator.
That,
yeah.
That was going to
yeah.
be my next
yep.
pick.
Another one I said everybody's going to have.
Yep.
Great one. Great, great, great.
How about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Ooh, mm-hmm. that's a great one, too. I didn't think
oh,
of that.
Yeah. I never saw that. It was a movie well done. I read
yes.
that novel
yeah.
before it came out.
The
it's just tough.
Good.
It's sometimes tough to watch a movie if you've already read. Yeah.
And that's a tough so, novel, too,
yeah.
because everybody's name is like the same.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
His name is Bjork.
Road to Perdition.
Good
oh,
one.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Love it.
What a Love great it. Movie.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just a list of movies everyone should watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's true. If you haven't yeah. seen that, any of these, cue them up.
And really, if you think about it, what does that tell you?
Revenge
what
movies are
good. What a great
Humans love revenge.
Revenge is, yep. you know, let the good guy. Okay, so here's one that I read. No, I don't know if I should. Which one I should do. This is my favorite. I've said it before. It's like among my two or three favorite movies. Midnight Run's my favorite movie, but that's not really revenge. This is right there with it. Even older than Outlaw Josey Wales, The Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just what it's unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing
great.
How many categories that fits into?
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And it's not the revenge where they kill somebody, even though they're taking revenge on a death. They just do what they are able to do, which
right.
is con the bad guy out of a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Andrew.
I will say The Gangs of New York.
Good call.
Yeah, I love yep. that movie. Even though it's super long.
No, that's what makes it good.
I only saw it one time.
Oh, you got to watch
it's
it
great.
Again.
Yeah, I saw it
There's
going to
be a new
really
TV series about it, too.
Primo Daniel Day-Lewis in that one.
Yeah.
Wheels.
All right, I'm not sure this counts, and if it doesn't, I've got others, but I think Tombstone's a revenge
Absolutely
movie, right?
Absolutely
yeah.
it is.
I mean,
it's one of the ones I thought
it
of.
It doesn't start as one, but it turns into
oh,
one.
Oh, no, it yeah.
Tell
it
me Earl's coming with me.
Yeah.
You know why Billy Bob Thornton is such a great actor is he played that fantastic part
yes.
where he's a Pansy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then in, I started watching 1883. I don't know if anyone's seen that. It's the prequel to the Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And he is the badass sheriff in this town.
Yep, yep.
And he's the opposite guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls them both off.
Yep,
yep.
And Sling Blade.
And Sling Blade.
It's kind of a mesh between the two of them.
Exactly.
How about Django Unchained?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I had that 100%.
I'm probably the only person in the country that's never seen that.
Oh,
you'd like it.
It's good.
I know.
Yeah.
Everybody says it. It's just it's
great revenge movie.
Amount of hours in the day.
How many we need?
We need two.
I have two left. I have Kill Bill and Fatal Attraction.
Oh, those are good ones.
I have a novel that I read when I was very young, and they made a decent movie out of it. Not, but one of the best revenge stories of all time, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Should I put that on?
Yeah, sure.
Should we put Princess Bride on it?
Okay. That's the other two. That's the other one I thought everybody would have.
I've
that's
never seen
it. That's one of the ones I thought everybody would have. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you've never seen that movie, Kevin?
I have not. I refuse. Oh.
Why?
I do know the line about Inigo Montoya,
it's
though.
It's so great.
Why do you refuse?
I don't know. It just seems boring.
That was funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We're going to make him watch it in the
we got to put that on. Yeah, we got to do the
I wasn't going to give you any trouble for refusing because I could see, the hype. But it's boring.
No,
it's
seems.
Not the reason they...
It just seems like it.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a princess. Ooh.
Yeah, pretty much.
That.
Girls.
A princess and a bride.
Ugh, forget it.
That's two girls.
Might as well be Bridezilla.
That's two Billy more girls Crystal. Than I need.
That's Billy Crystal.
Okay. Let's do the first round here. Best revenge movies, The Outlaw Josie Wales versus The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Damn.
Josie.
Dragon Tat.
I'm going to go Josie.
There you go.
Who's on?
Munich versus Road to Perdition.
Oh.
That hurts.
I got to go Road to Perdition.
I got
to
go Road to Perdition, too.
Yeah,
what a great
Yeah, it does,
great
too,
film.
But man, Munich's good.
Yeah.
Man on Fire versus The Sting.
Going to lose, but Man on Fire.
Sting.
Sting.
I'll go Man on Fire. I like that movie.
It's up to Andrew.
I will also go Man on Fire.
Oh, victory! Sorry.
The Sting's got enough going on.
Yeah.
It's winning in so many other categories.
I get it. Man on Fire is awesome.
Seven other categories the Sting
Plus,
fits
they don't,
into.
They don't blow anybody up with dynamite in that one.
John Wick versus Gangs of New York.
Wick.
Oh, man.
Wick.
Wick.
Gangs of New York, just as a courtesy.
I have enjoyed the John Wicks less as they go on.
Yes.
But the first
one was awesome.
Wick.
Right.
Is just classic.
It is.
Because it's different than all the rest of them. It's not just, I'm going to shoot 200 people in the face.
Well, it's the beginning of, he was retired. He came out of retirement for certain reasons, yeah.
Carrie versus Tombstone.
I got to go with Tombstone.
Carrie.
I vote for Tombstone on everything, but I think Carrie was a shocker. I wouldn't think of that. I'm going to vote Carrie.
Carrie's a great thing.
Star Trek, Wrath of Khan versus Django Unchained.
Khan.
Django.
Khan for me.
I'll go Django. I think it's down to wheels.
Oh, no.
Down to wheels, who was not paying attention.
No.
Don't worry, there are no girls in these.
Yeah, there's no princesses or brides or anything like that.
Don't forget that Kirstie Alley was the Lieutenant Savick.
That's true.
Do I have to pick?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go Django.
Cape Fear versus Princess Bride.
Cape Fear.
I'm going to say it in the girliest way possible, the Princess Bride.
Cape Fear.
You want to go?
I'll go Princess Bride.
I'm going to go Fear. Does Fear take it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Fear takes it.
Gladiator versus the Count of Monte Cristo. Kind of similar.
Yeah, Gladiator.
Monte Cristo.
Gladiator, only because I've never seen The Count of Monte Cristo.
I've seen them both. They're both fantastic. Monte Cristo is probably a better story, but Gladiator's Gladiator. So I got to go Gladiator.
Gladiator is Gladiator.
That prevents me from having to vote.
There you go.
No Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. I am out next week going to Colorado. The guys will be taking everything over. Sweet 16 of the best revenge movies. Brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, down to the Elite Eight. Here we go. The Outlaw Josie Wales versus Road to Perdition.
Ooh.
Perdition.
Perdition.
Josie.
Perdition.
Thank you. Once again,
good movies though. Both that's a tough call.
Yeah, this is a
that would have been so tough. I'm so glad it's not a tie to me because I was just
Man on Fire versus John Wick.
Oh, Man on Fire is so much better than John Wick.
I gotta go John Wick. Sorry, Wheels.
Yeah, Wick moves on. Carrie versus Django. Wait,
did Andrew vote Wick?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. I only heard one. Two, that,
yeah. Dave's like, move
we're just moving on.
I'm not above it. Carrie versus Django.
I like Carrie.
Carrie.
Yeah, that's right.
Carrie's dark horse.
Cape Fear versus Gladiator.
Cape Fear.
Gladiator.
I'll go Gladiator too.
Yeah. There you go. What do we have time for here, Rach? Can we do what's going on at Weber?
Yeah, we can move something.
Okay.
Let's do that after if we have time afterwards.
Yeah,
I kind of want to talk a little bit more about it.
Final four of the best revenge movies. We have Road to Perdition versus John Wick.
Road.
Wick.
I got to go John Wick.
I think I'm going to go John Wick also. I mean, Road to Perdition also. I'm going to go Road.
Yeah.
How do you?
Road moves on. Carrie versus Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Carrie.
They have swords.
Carrie.
Dude.
Carrie versus Perdition.
Road.
Carrie. Road.
Carrie.
That are you.
Dave's. These are both yours.
There you go. What a great job you did on the Sweet 16
this
time.
Thank you. Thank you. The winner is Carrie.
Woo!
All right.